Okay, shalom uvracha. Welcome back, everybody, to our Thursday morning class at the Young Israel of Woodmere. Welcome back. It has been requested that we be cognizant that if it's 9:25 and the men are not finished davening, we please wait outside the main sanctuary till 9:28 and then come in so we can start on time. If the minyan is still ongoing, we should not enter the room until shiur time starts. So someone said to me as I came up here, she said, you know, I was davening the other day and all I could think about was the memes. So we're not done. We are not done. I'm going to recap. If you don't know what's going on, you need to go to YU Torah and you really need to catch up with what we're talking about because it's quite amazing. So let's just recap. This all started with a shiur on the Atzei Shittim, which are the wood boards, beams that make up the structure of the Mishkan. Where did they get Atzei Shittim from? Fascinating insights. There was forest in the desert. Okay. The next week, we learned the Rav Shitzer Rebbe, who says Atzei Shittim is Atzos Tov Keneged Shtus HaYetzer Hara. He also says Truma is Torah Mem, because in order to be a person of Torah, mem is mem and mem sofis, you need to close yourself off like a mem sofis to the outside influences. So truma is Torah mem, because in order to receive the Torah, which was given in 40 days, mem, you need to make yourself like a mem sofis and close yourself off to the outside influences. We also said that the Rav Shitzer Rebbe furthermore teaches that Torah Shebaal Peh begins with a mem and ends with a mem. Mem is the only letter that you say with your mouth closed, open, closed, mem. Okay? And this teaches you that if you have something of Torah to say, you should open your mouth, but when you finish speaking Torah, you should close your mouth. From then, we had some very, very interesting, fascinating learning. Last week we spoke about Mitzrayim, open mem, final mem, and inside is the letters Yetzer, because the Yetzer Hara wants to persuade us to sin. We looked at the word Miraglim, open mem, final mem, and inside is the word Regel, which means to speak Lashon Hara, as per Rashi to Vayikra Yudtas Tazayim, because that's what the Miraglim did. They opened their mouths to speak Lashon Hara and closed their mouths and mind and heart off to God. We looked at the name Miriam, and we saw that it's mem and mem, and inside is 2:10, Resh and Yud, because Miriam was the catalyst for the Geulah Mitzrayim, and we were in Egypt for 210 years. Last Friday, that's all a recap. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please go listen to the past 3 weeks on Mayu Torah. It's worth your time. I think. Torah's always worth your time, no? Yeah. So I was, actually, I'm going to begin with a Medrash. I'm sorry there's no handouts. I did not have time to make the source sheet. So you're just going to have to listen and follow along like this. I'm going to begin in Medrash Esther Rabbah, Parsha Zayin, Siman Yud Gimel. Medrash Esther Rabbah, 7:13. Okay. Amar Haman la'Achashverosh. Haman says to Achashverosh, right, what does he want to do? He wants to kill all the Jews. He can't stand Mordechai. Mordechai does not bow down to him, so he comes up with a plan. Instead of just taking revenge on Mordechai, I'm going to kill this whole nation. Medrash Esther Rabbah says as follows. Amar Haman l'Achashverosh. Haman said to Achashverosh, Eloheihem shel elu sonei zima. The God of these people hates promiscuity, hates lewdnessness, hates inappropriate behavior. Ha'ameid lahem zonos. So you should establish for them prostitutes. I was, by the way, very surprised by the Lashon of the Medrash, because this is exactly what Bilam says to Balak. Eloheim sho'elu sonei zimahu. Mamish the same Lashon, the same Mamish Lashon. What Balak says to Bilam when he says, set up tents, mehar shalag ad. I forget for a minute. Okay. It's the same Lashon that Bilam says to Balak, that Haman says to Achashverosh. We don't know how to destroy the Jews, but I have a plan. The God of these ones hates immorality, so you should establish prostitutes. V'asa lahem mishta, make a big feast. v'gazar aleihem and decree upon them sheyavol kulam v'yochlu v'yishtu v'yasu kirtzonam. So you Achashverosh should make a big party. At this party will be prostitutes, and you should decree that everybody should come. They should eat, they should drink, they should do whatever they want at the party. Shenemar, like the pasuk says in Megillas Esther Perak al Pasuches, lasos kirtzon ish v'ish. Everybody could do whatever they want to do. Kaven Shara Mordechai Kach. Mordechai saw that an announcement went out that everybody's invited to this party of Achashverosh, and he knew I was going to be at the party of Achashverosh. Could you imagine? I don't know, Baruch Hashem, I don't know, but I could imagine what happens at, I don't know, Lo'aleinu, after parties, after the Academy Awards, or after the Golden Globes, or after whatever. Those kind of parties, so I'm sure they're not where Torah Yid should be. I can't imagine. It's noisy. Very. So what should I do? Okay. Lasos kirtan ish v'ish. Kevan sharab Mordechai kach amad v'hichriz aleihem. Mordechai saw what was happening. He understood that everyone was going to go to the post-Academy Award party, and a Torah Yid should definitely not be there. He got up and he started to make announcements. He's announcing upon them, and he says, "Lo selchu la'achol besudo socha achashverosh. Don't you know what you're doing? Do you think that that's where you belong? How could you go to this party? Don't go eat at this feast of Achashverosh. Shalo hizmin eschem ki im l'lamera leichem kategoria. The only reason he invited you is because he wants to establish prosecution against you. He wants to put against you a prosecutor. Kedei she'apitchon peh imidos hadin lekatreg aleichem lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Satan wants an opening, and he wants a way to prosecute against you with midas hadin, the attribute of strict justice, to prosecute against you before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo shamru ledivrei Mordechai. They did not listen to the words, the warning of Mordechai. V'holchu kulam lebeis hamishta. And they all go to Achashverosh's party. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, how many Jews went to Achashverosh's party where they were feasting and eating and drinking with the Zonos, doing whatever they wanted? L'arsos kirtzon ish v'ish, says the Medrash. Shmona asar alef v'chamesh me'os ha'chu lebeis mishta. V'achlu v'shasu v'nishtakru v'niskalkalu. 18,500 Jews went to the feast of Achashverosh, to the Beis Mishta. And they ate, and they drank, and they became intoxicated, and they brought ruination. Miyad Amad Satan. Oh, that's exactly what Satan wanted. Perfect. He wants to melamed kategor against them. He wants to be the prosecutor. Miyad, immediately. Wow, look at this. It's perfect. Amad Satan vihilshin aleim ufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Satan gets up and he starts to slander them before God. Va'amar lefan of ribono shel olam. You and I are good friends. Look what they're doing down there. Do you really need to keep these people? Ribono shel olam ad masai tidbak ba'umazu. Until how long will you, God, cling to this people? They're sinners. Shehem mafrishin levavam ve'emunasa mimcha. They turn away their hearts and their faith from you. You know, if it's your will, I think you should get rid of this nation from the world. Does it look like they're doing teshuvah? Is what's going on down there a sign of teshuvah for you? This is what the Satan is mekatrig against Klai Yisrael and Shemayim exactly as he wanted. And Mordechai stood up. And what did Mordechai do? Amad v'hichriz alei. Mordechai went out, he announced, he's screaming. Lo selchu l'achol besudaso shel Achashverosh. He's saying, do not go to this party. It's not a place where you belong. But they went. And immediately the Satan gets up, and he exactly does what he wants to do. He prosecutes Klai and says, Hashem, how long will you keep these people? How long will you cling to this nation? They remove their hearts and their faith from you. If you want. You should destroy this nation from the world. Ki einem baim b'teshuva lefanecha. Why are you keeping them? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Torah ma tehei olaha. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, oy vey, if I destroy this nation, who's going to keep Zachar Shema Shabbos Lekacho? Who's going to keep Kabenis Avicha Vesimecha? Who's going to keep Shalosh Panam Amin B'Shana Yerael Kuzer Chalchaz Panei Adon? If I destroy this people, who's going to keep Venisa Mesnaf Shechem? L'kachta Machem B'yam HaRisham Priyetz Hadar. What's going to happen to the Torah? V'yigiso Bo Yom V'layla. Kosh Baruch Hu says, Torah, Mateela, Amar Lefanav. He had an answer for that also. God says to the Satan, if I take your advice and I destroy this nation, what's going to happen to my Torah? Ribono Sholem, don't worry. Tistapek Be'el Yonim. It's must speak if the Torah's where? Up here with the angels, it will remain in the realm of the Elyonim. It's fine, it doesn't need to come down. V'gam hishva dato limchos es Yisrael. So his mind was of equal mind to limchos, to wipe out Israel. Don't worry about the Torah, it'll stay up here, fine. But also Shah Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, lama li uma shebishvila hir besi ososai, umosfai, umosfisai, l'chol kamim aleim l'ra. Because Baruch Hu says, you know what? You're right. I agree. I'm masking. What do I need this people for? Because of these people, I increased my signs and my wonders against anyone who stood against them for bad. But why did I do that? And according to a pasuk from Devarim, Ashpisa Me'o No Sichram, I will wipe away from mankind their remembrance. Why do I need them? I went out to so much trouble, Kaviyachu, to do ososai, umofsai, wonders, and miracles, and great signs for a people who's going to party the Achashverosh. I will wipe them out. Miyad Amar Kosh Baruch Hu LeSatan Havali Megillah VeEchtov Aleh Kiliyah. Bring me a scroll, said God, and I will write upon the scroll destruction. But also Hasha Halach HaSatan VeHevila Megillah VeKasav Aleh. Satan went, and he brings a scroll to God, and God writes upon it, Kiliya, destroy, wipe out, finish them off. Miyad yatzasa ha-Torah b'vigdeh al-menus, v'nasna kola b'vchi lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash continues, the angel started to cry. Immediately the Torah goes out in her clothing of an almana, widowhood, because she's losing her husband, Klal Yisrael. Using her partner, v'dnana kola b'vchi lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah starts crying before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Medrash Esther Rabbah 7:13. Very powerful. Very frightening. Very big Musar Haskel, considering the kind of galus in which we live, the promiscuity of the galut in which we live, the culture and society of the Ummas HaOlam, which too often we try to integrate into instead of staying away from. And this is what the Jews in the time of Purim did, and this is why the Satan was successful in having a Kosh Baruch Hu write a scroll of destruction. And this is what the Rav Shitzer Rebbe means when he says, Truma, if you want to build a home for a Kosh Baruch Hu, Torah Mem, you have to keep the Torah which was given in Mem days, but make yourself like the Mem Sofis, because you have to close yourself off to the nations of the world. So the word Purim ends with a Mem Sofis. My thanks to Esti Klein of Brooklyn for pointing out to me that the first letter of Purim is a Pei. Now, we've been speaking about the hidden and revealed values. How do you spell the letter Pei? Pei Hei. It's a Pei. Okay? So the opening letter of the word Purim is a Pei, which is when you write out the letter Pei. A Pei is a Pei. When you write out the letter Pei, like Naftali, the second letter is a Pei. When you write out Pei, it's Pei Hei. So the opening letter of the Megillah of Purim, the Yom Tov that we're about to celebrate, this is Shabbos Mevarchim Adar. Purim is 2 weeks from Sunday. We should all be well. Be'ezrat Hashem, Alvayin Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, HaBenuya. I took some time this morning. Aviya Lober's sister had on her WhatsApp status the stream, the live stream to the bris of the new baby. Baby boy was born last Thursday to Aviya Shatichi and Yohana Tanlober, Hashem Yinkom Damo. And the live stream was on her sister's WhatsApp status, and I watched about a half an hour. I logged in exactly, actually, as they were performing the bris. Yohanatan's, Alish Yohanatan, Hashem Yinkom Damo, father was the Sandik. Was very, 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 very emotional. Purim is a pei and then a mem. Pei is peh, mouth. Mem is closed. Why? Because on Purim we have to open our mouths, your peh, to tell about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nisim, declare to all the salvation of God. But the Mem Sofis reminds us to stay away from the nations of the world. Like the Rav Shitzer Rebbe says, Torah Mem. You can only be a person of Torah if you close yourself off like the closed Mem from the influences of the world. And that's exactly what was happening at the party of Achashverosh. Mishta. What were they doing? Achu, Shasu, V'yasu, Kirtzonam. So Purim begins with a pay to tell the path, to use your path, to tell the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it ends with a Mem, because in order to be a Torah Jew, like the Mem Sofis, we must close ourselves off to the nations of the world. I mean, it's unbelievable. 18,500 Jews went to this party. That is a huge number who went to party with Achashverosh. Therefore, the Tikkun is the final Mem. The Tikkun for that sin is the final Mem of Purim. If we want to be misaking what happened, we must learn from that event, and we must be misaken. We have to repair and make sure we're closed. Furthermore, in regard to the letters of Purim, it begins with a pei and it ends with a mem sofis specifically. We also know, and the Gemara tells us very clearly, that Purim was a time of hester panim. Hester panim. What does hester panim mean? It's the worst condition, Rachmana Litzlan, that could befall Klal Yisrael. It's worse, the Medrash says, than even the Klalos. The Klalos in Bechukosai, and the Klalos in Kisavo, that we read fast and quickly, Tich Lashana V'Kilkoloseha, Hester Panim is a worse condition. It was harder for Hashem, so to speak, to write about Hester Panim than all the Klalos in the Torah. So the Gemara tells us, in Masachas Chulin, Kuf Lamitas Amad Beis, the Gemara tells us, Esther Mina Torah Minayin. Where is there a reference in Chumash, an allusion in Chumash to Esther Hamalka? So the Gemara answers, Vanochi Haster Astir. What is the Gemara quoting? The Psukim from Devarim. In Sefer Devarim, Perak Lamed Aleph, Psukim Yud Zayin through Yud Ches, the Torah describes, it's the Parsha Vayelech, the Torah describes the condition of Hester Panim, Devarim 31, 17 through 18. V'chari api, v'chara api bo bayamahu, my anger will burn against them on that day, v'azavtim, I will leave them, v'histarti panai mehem, I will hide my face, v'haya la'achol, they will be food. Out of so many food, they consume food. In other words, Klal Yisrael will be consumed by the nations of the world in a time of Hester Panim. Umatsu ra'os rabos vitzaros. And when I hide my face and they become fodder for the nations of the world, disasters will befall them. Va'amar bayamahu. And they will say on that day, Halo al kain al ki ein alokai bikirbi matsuni harosa ela. And they will say on that day, wow, because God is not in my midst, all these terrible catastrophes have befallen us. Va'anochi haster astir panai bayamahu. Now, even for one who's not familiar with Lashon HaKodesh, the word Esther, as in the heroine of the Megillah, and the word Astir, as in Hester Panim, are the exact same word. The Sefer Torah does not have nekudos. The Sefer Torah does not have vowelization. So you could read Hester Astir as Hester Astir. And that's exactly what the Gemara tells us. Chulin Kuf Lamitas Amad Bais. Estu Min HaTorah Minayin. Where is there an remez, an allusion to Esther in the Torah? Anochi Hastir Astir Panai Bayamahu. I will hide my face on that day. And when God hides his face from his people, no bad language intended, literally, all hell can and will break loose when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides his face. Rav Salvechik says very clearly, Beferish, the Holocaust, Rachmana Litzlan, was a time of Hester Pandim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides his face, catastrophes of unprecedented proportions can befall Klal Yisrael. Hester, Astir, Astir is Astir. It's the exact same word. So the Gemara says this is an allusion to Esther Hamalka. So now let's go back to the word Purim, which begins with a pei and ends with a mem. The Purim ends with a final mem, closed off. Why? Because what else was closed off? Besides the fact that the first lesson, we have to open our mouths and remain closed off to the nations of the world, to be misaking what the Jews did in the time of Haman and Achashverosh. Another pshat to Purim that ends with a final mem is because the final mem is something that's closed. It was a time of Hester Panim, which, by the way, begins with a pei and ends with a mem. Hashem was closed off from us. The final mem of Purim represents that it was a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sealed off from Am Yisrael. I mean, him and the Satan made a deal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring me a scroll. And Satan brings him a scroll. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in the scroll, this is the scroll of destruction. Hashem was closed off and he was hidden. Hester Panim. Final mem. If we want to see Hashem's face again, if we want to see his Panim, Beli Hester, if we want to move from Hester to Panim, and Panim is the same opening and closing letters as Purim, Pei and Mem, so feast, we must open our path to speak of Hashem's goodness and Hashem's bounty, learn the lesson of Purim and close ourselves off from the nation of the world, and then Hashem's hiddenness being closed off from us, final Mem, will be turned from Hester Panim, hidden face, to the Panim of Purim, the revealed, the glorious, the amazing miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving us. Furthermore, Mordechai begins with a mem. So the person who told me, I'm davening and all I could think about is mems, I'm not making your job any easier today. Mordechai begins with a mem. We have to understand, it's very important to understand, that Lashon HaKodesh, nothing is an accident. The Arachayim, for example, in this week's parasha, Parshas Vayakal, Sheishos Yamim Te Aseh Melacha, Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Beis. It doesn't say Sheishos Yamim Ta Aseh Melacha with a patach under the tav. It says Sheishos Yamim Te Aseh Melacha with a tzeirei under the tav. The Arachayim gives a whole lesson from the nekuda of tzeirei and not patach. Not the letter, not the word, not the juxtaposition of context. The Archayim Darshins, what does it mean that there's a tzeirei under the tav? Sheishos Yamim Te Aseh Melacha, and not a patach. That's not even written in the Sefer Torah. That's the Mesorah of how to read the letters. So we know, and we stress it 1,000 times, that in Lashon HaKodesh, nothing is an accident. It's not possible. In other languages that are man-made, okay, fine. So man could do whatever he wants. But when we're talking about the Torah of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Vayomer Adam Zod Hapam Etzemer Tzamai Ubibsar Mibsari Lezo Yikare Isha Kim Ish Lukachta Zod. It's Bereshis 2:23. And Rashi says right there, Lezo Yikare Isha Kimi Ish. She shall be called Isha because she was taken from Ish. And Rashi says here, the Torah was created with Lashon HaKodesh. No, what am I saying? The world was created with Lashon HaKodesh. The world was created with this language that we're spending. This is the third week, speaking about one letter. The whole world, everything in this entire earth, animals, people, trees, produce, water, birds, extinct dinosaurs, wheat in the field, everything was created with Lashon HaKodesh. It is a divine language. There are no mistakes when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, we generally don't understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a different story, but God does not make mistakes. The Torah, the world was created with Lashon HaKodesh. So now we're going to talk about Mordechai. So Purim is Pei and Mem. Pei, your mouth. Mem, so feast. Open your mouth to tell the wonders, the salvation of God. But close yourself off if you want to be misakin what the nations of the world did. What Am Yisrael did. Close yourself off to the nations of the world, like the Rapture of Sarebbe says. Pei, Mem. Furthermore, the final mem of Purim is something closed off. This alludes to Hester Panim. God was closed off. How do I know? Because the Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, referring to Devarim 31:17-18, tells me beferish that it was a time of Hester Panim. Hashem was closed off. That's the final pay. Hester Panim is when Hashem is closed off. But you've got to move from Hester, hidden, to Panim, seeing Hashem's face. Remember the lesson of Purim, open your mouth and close off to the nations of the world, and Panim, that's Hester, will become Panim revealed. Mordechai begins with a mem. That's not an accident, because nothing's an accident in Lashon HaKodesh. Why? Because Mordechai, one mem, open mem. Mordechai opened his mouth, and he called aloud to the Jews. He encouraged everybody, using the Koach Hadibor, Koach of open mem, he called out to everybody. What does the pasuk tell us? After the decree went out in the end of Esther, Perek Gimel, the Nishloch Svarim B'Yad HaRatzim, L'chol Midunos HaMelech, L'Hashmid, L'Harog, L'Abed, Et Kol HaYehudim, B'Nar V'Adzakein, Taf V'Nashim, B'Yom Echad, B'Shlosh Asar Yom L'Chodesh Adar, Shosh Asar Yom L'Chodesh Neim Asar, L'Chodesh Adar, Shalom Levos, 3:13 in the Megillah. So, the decree went out. And what did Haman and Achashverosh do? They sat down to have, I shouldn't call it a l'chaim, I should call it l'maves, l'maves to the Jews. V'ha-melech v'ha-man yashu l'shtos, v'ha-ir Shushan nevocha. The city of Shushan was perplexed, and the king and Haman sit down to have a drink. What's the next pasuk? Perek dalet pasuk aleph. U'marachai yodas kosher na'asa. Mordechai knew about the decree. He knew exactly what happened. Vayikra Mordechai spigadov. He understood that he tore Kriya. He realized what was happening here. Klai Yisrael is about to be destroyed. And remember, now that we know that Medrash, this is happening from Shemayim. This is a decree that Hashem wrote on a scroll of Kiliya. He tore clothing. Vayilbash sak ve'efer. He donned sackcloth and ashes. Something that I'm stressing, and I stressed in a couple of shiurim this week. You're not afraid. No one's afraid when they read the Megillah. I don't think. I don't know. I don't think you're afraid. No, if it's a regular year, you're very excited. Haman's food is coming soon. If it's a year like this, you're okay. It's a nice story. Whatever. Are you really, like, actually scared? Rabbi Victor Miller's Zatzal says about Avram, he lived in the days before Chumash with Rashi. It's a Givaldic line. Mordechai lived in the days before he knew the end of the story. He's living through this. He thinks it's going to be October the 7th for all the Jews in the capital city and 127 provinces. He doesn't know the end. Does he know the end? No. He's living through it. He's literally going into the streets, tearing Kriya. October 7th. Annihilation, massacre, rape, beheadings, kidnappings. You know what's going to happen? You know the end of the story, so you're not so dramatic about it. So you don't think, you know, oh my gosh, my heart's not pounding, because you know the end. He didn't know the end. He warned them, don't go to the party. Hashem himself told the Satan, bring me the scroll, Kaliya, destruction. Why do I want these people? They never faithful to me. Let's destroy them. This is a very dramatic pasuk. It's a terrifying pasuk. Mordechai yadas kosher nasa, vayikra Mordechai spigadov, vayilbash sak ve'efer, vayetze besochayir, vayizok za'aka gedola umara. He's screaming, he's crying, he's lamenting, he's calling out to the people. He does not know the end. Victor Miller, quote, Avram lived in the days before Chumash with Rashi. It's a beautiful insight. We have to understand when we talk about the narratives in the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, they don't know the end. And it was a time of Hester Panim, so he did not have divine assurance that everything will be okay. You need to go through a hard time, but it will be okay. Yadoate de kigeria zarechel baretz lolahem, v'achri chen yetzir b'chush gadol. So Avram knew the end, because Avram had nevuah from Hashem. Mordechai didn't know the end. He doesn't know what's going to happen. Mordechai, whose name begins with a mem, it's an open mem. His name doesn't end with a mem. His name doesn't end with a sophis, because he's not closed. He's very vocal. He's very open. I didn't bring the sefer, but Rav Yohanan Eibeshitz quotes a medrash that Yonatan would go out in the streets wearing his talis and his tefillin. He was identifiably Jewish. Rav Yonatan Eibeshitz quotes, it was a time when the Jews were afraid. No, not afraid. They were embarrassed to show that they were Jewish. They didn't want to go into the streets. They want to blend in, clearly, because they all went to the party. They wanted to assimilate. Mordechai was the only Jew who went out in the streets wearing his talis and tefillin. He was identifiable as Ish Yehudi Hayabashusha Nabira. He wasn't a Yehudi. He was from Binyamin. So why is he called Ish Yehudi? So Rav Yonatan Eibeshitz says, why? Because he went out publicly identifiable. That is a frum yid. I know he's a Torah Jew. He wasn't a closed mem, Mordechai. He was an open mem because he was very vocal. Vayizak z'aka gedolo mara. He let everybody know exactly who he was. He didn't hide anything. There was no hester by Mordechai. Open mem. Remember the medrash that I quoted. Kevan shara Mordechai kach amad v'hichriz aleihem. When he saw that all the Jews were going to this prosta party where no Torah yid should be, he got up and he announced against them. Va'amar lehem lo seichu. He said, what are you doing? He was public. He wasn't afraid. He didn't close his mouth because it was politically incorrect to tell them not to go. He wasn't afraid of backlash. He wasn't afraid of people saying, oh, you're so for front. He said what he had to say. He was open and vocal. He screamed in the streets. He went out of his talis and tefillin and he told them, don't go. Purim, we gave two pshatim. Mordechai. I'm now going to quote a pasuk from the Megillah. I thought there would be a chumash here which has a Megillah in the back, but it doesn't, and I forgot to add this to my notes, and it was already printed. So I'm just going to quote the pasuk for you. It's in Sefer Megillat Esther. It's in Esther, chapter 9, verse 22. Parak Tas, pasuk Chof Beis, in the Megillah. Kayam, this is at the end of the story, right at the end of Parak Tas. The whole Megillah is only 10 prakim long. Like the days that the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month that turned over from sighing, to rejoicing, from Avelus mourning to glad days, on these days we have Mishta and Simcha. This pasuk tells us three of the mitzvos hayom. Parak tes, pasuk chaf beis. Kayam em asher nachu bahem hayehudim me'ayvehem, v'achodesh asher nehapach lahem miyagod l'simcha, u'me'evel l'yom tov, la'asos osam yimei mishta v'simcha, u'mishloach manos yishtere'ehu matanos l'avyonim. So last Friday morning, the day after our last year on Mem, I was on a walk, a fast walk. I was listening to a shiur, and Rabbi Zevlev mentioned something about Purim. I don't even remember, really. I don't even remember. But I don't know why, at that exact moment, a light bulb went off in my head. And I said, oh my gosh, all four mitzvot hayom begin with a Mem. I'm on this fast walk last Friday morning towards the end of my route. I can't explain. Sometimes the shiur is like in the background that I'm thinking, and sometimes it's in the foreground. The shiur is in the background that I'm thinking. And he mentioned something about, I forget, one of the mitzvahs of Purim. I don't remember which one. And as soon as he said that word, I thought, whoa, all the four mitzvos hayom begin with amem. Mishloach manos. We're going to talk about each one now. Matanos la'avyonim, Mishta, and Mikra Megillah. Okay, so far you think that this is an accident. By this point, I have to have converted you. Okay? It's not possible that everything we're learning over the past 4-1 Erashiyam could just be haphazard. Rashi 2:23 in Bereshis, the whole world was created with Lashon HaKodesh. The whole world exists only through the power of Lashon HaKodesh. So I came up, I should have brought my paper to show you. I came home quickly because I'm on a walk. I don't go walk with a pad and a pen. And I took a piece of paper and I started to write. So that was the rough draft of my shiur. I should have brought it to show you. That's the rough draft of my shiur, my handwritten notes. So I just read you the pasuk that commands us regarding three mitzvos of the day. Again, I'm going to repeat it. Listen to the end of the pasuk. La'asos osam yimei mishta v'simcha u'mishloach manos ish l're'ehu. So all four mitzvos hayom. By the way, mitzvos hayom begins with a mem and ends with a mem sofis. Okay? It's not normal. It's actually not normal. It's like actually not normal. The arba mitzvos hayom, mitzvos open mem, hayom close mem, all begin with a mem. So now we're going to talk about each one of the mitzvos hayom and break it down and see how the pattern of the mem fits in to everything that we're speaking about. Let's start with Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos is a double open mem. Mishloach Manos. Okay, we have a custom to send food packages, prepared foods, to a friend. By the way, just a public service reminder, Mishloach Manos, Ish L'Re'ehu, U'Matanos L'Evyonim. We are supposed to increase our Matanos L'Evyonim more than we spend on Mishloach Manos. Okay. Let's talk about the Mishloach Manos, and it's a double open mem. Mishloach, beginning mem, Manos, beginning mem. Why? Because in Mishloach Manos is Ish L'Re'ehu. You have two Jews, and each one must be open to the other. I wrote in my notes, each side, i.e. two Jews, Ish L'Re'ehu, must be open to each other, one to give and one to receive. Rabbi Zev Lev actually teaches that sometimes when you take, it's a mitzvah. Why? You should have it in mind. You should try and have it in mind when you receive Mishloach Manos. Rabbi Zev Lev says it's a mitzvah. Why? Because he says you give the other person a mitzvah of giving. When you take graciously, you give the other person a mitzvah of giving. Last week, I made dinner for the kids. My son and my daughter-in-law, Baruch Hashem, he wasn't feeling well last week, the whole week. I don't know what he had, flu, COVID, I don't know, whatever. He wasn't feeling well. So he asked me, I kept saying, is there anything I could do? You know, there's not really so much you could do besides, you know, daven, Bezer Hashem, to pass cooking, and she was. So one of the days he said, could you make us dinner? So I said, it's my pleasure. I was so happy. So I sent dinner. He said, thank you so much. So I sent a voice, and I said, you gave me a mitzvah. So I said, it's my pleasure. And then I said, you gave me a mitzvah, because in taking graciously, you give the other person a mitzvah of giving. So he wrote back, okay, in that case, it's our pleasure then. So when you take the Mishloach Manos, you should try and have in mind that when you receive it with dignity, that you are giving the other person the mitzvah of giving. Because if no one wants to receive, sometimes people don't want to receive. I don't need anything from anyone. I'm independent. I don't like to be dependent on people. It's not the Torah attitude. Because Olam Chesed Ibana, Knesset Yisrael, Shlosh Advarim Olam Amed, Allah Torah V'Avodah V'Allah Gmilus Chasadim. But if no one wants to receive because everyone's too haughty to take, then what's going to happen? There's not going to be Chesed. It's not going to be this Chasadim, and the world will come crashing down. So when you receive from somebody, you should have a mind. You should do it with an open heart. Not it wasn't necessary. Just learn how to say thank you nicely. It's so appreciated. You didn't have to. I know I didn't have to. But here I am. So please just say thank you nicely. Make me feel good. Rabbi Zev Lev says you give the other person a good feeling. They feel like they were able to do something for you. When you receive a favor, it makes the other person have a lift. And you give them the mitzvah of giving. So Mishloach Manos is both sides need to be open. It's two open mems. One side needs to be open to giving. Don't be so stingy that, yes, we have to give more on Matanos Levyonim, but we also have to give to other people. One side has to be open to giving, but the other side has to be open to receiving. Receiving. So the mitzvah is to create a cycle of giving and receiving. Two Jews have to open their minds and their hearts to each other. Mishloach Manos, double open mem. Each person has to be open. And by the way, sometimes you're the giver and sometimes you are the receiver. Every Jew has to learn how to be both. Sometimes we're on the giving end, sometimes we're on the receiving end. Mishloach Manos. Mitzvos Hayom. Matanos Levyonim. Like Torah is so gewaldic, it's unbelievable. Matanos Levyonim is one open and one closed. Matanot is an open man. Levyonim is a closed man. Why? Because in this case, Matanos, the person who's giving the gift, is open. He's open to giving. But you have to maintain the dignity of the Evyon and close off his identity to everyone else. The highest degree of giving is when you don't know who you're giving to and he doesn't know who he's receiving from. So very often what happens, I think this is what happens, that the rabbi has a fund. You give your funds in advance of Purim, and it will be distributed on Purim to fulfill the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim. By the way, it's a separate mitzvah of giving tzedakah. It's not included in the annual mitzvah of giving tzedakah. It's a unique mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim. But the highest form of giving is you are open to giving the matana, open mem. But when it comes to the dignity of the Evyon, which ends multiples, Evyonim, final mem, don't announce who he is. Don't try and find out who he is. Close off the knowledge of who the Evyonim are to spare them the shame. It's embarrassing. The story is told over in the biography of the Greater of Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Levracha. So every year, there was a Masifta Tiferes Yerushalayim, a donor, and he would donate clothing to the poor boys in the neighborhood, from the Lower East Side. And they would set up tables of suits and pants and shirts and socks, whatever. And the boys would come in and they would take the clothing. So one time they made a tribute dinner. They made some sort of event to honor this wealthy giver who always gave the clothing annually to the poor on the Lower East Side. So the person who is the chairman, who's chairing the dinner, the meeting, the committee, whatever, it was full. He says, all the boys who received clothing from Mr. So-and-so, please stand up. It's in the biography. I'm not making up the story. Go look up. Rav Moshe Feinstein, 25th Yahrzeit edition. You should read it anyway if you haven't read it. Art school. So the boys were very embarrassed, but they hesitatingly stood up. Rav Moshe stood up. Immediately Rav Moshe stood up. When Rav Moshe stood up, the board of MTJ stood up. Then the Rabbanim stood up. And then everyone present to give cover to Mr. So-and-so, the big donor, not to take away from him. But you don't ask these boys. Suddenly the whole room was standing up. So when it comes to matanos of Yonim, as much as the Kosh Baruch Hu gives you to be open to someone else with your matanos, which begins with an M, you should give as much as you can. Of course, you have to have for your family, you have to have food, you have to have clothing, you have to be able to pay your rent, a roof over your house, tuition, but the Kosh Baruch Hu gives us all to give to somebody else. Some can give more, machatzi sasheka. Ha ha, ashir lo yarba, hadalo mami. When it comes to tzedakah, a person gives according to the level. You have to be open when it comes to giving the matana. But when it comes to the avionim, who you're giving to, close off, find a mem. Don't go announce, don't broadcast on your WhatsApp status. This is where I gave tzedakah to this family and these people and that delivery of Tamche Shabbos. Spare them the dignity. Matanis of Yonim is opening ourselves up to the poor, but in a tzanua way. Open Ram. La'av Yonim in a tzanua way that spares them the shame. The Rambam speaks very strongly about the mitzvah. It's very relevant. Yomim Tovim are coming up. Yamim Tovim, we're going to see it everywhere. Oy vavoy. So, the Rambam speaks very strongly in Hilchos Yom Tov, Mishnah Torah Hilchos Yom Tov, Parak Vav Halacha Yudches. Ketzad, how do we have Simchas Yom Tov? Haktanim nosein lehem kilyos ve'egozim umigdanos. The Rambam says, can you imagine 800 years ago, you should give the children roasted nuts, and nuts and sweets. Children like roasted nuts and sweets. Okay? Today, popcorn and sweets. Whatever. It's the same thing 800 years ago. And for the woman, you should buy them nice clothing and jewelry according to your means. So 800 years ago, the woman liked clothing and jewelry, and the children liked sweets and roasted nuts. And the men, they like steak and they like fine wine. There is no joy without meat or wine. Very nice. That's how you should have Simchas Yom Tov. Purim's coming, Pesach's coming, okay. When he eats and he drinks, Chayev la'achil, la'ger, la'yosim, v'la'amana, im sha'ar ha'anim ha'um la'alim. But when you eat and drink, you are obligated to feed the ger, the yosim, the amana, and all other destitute and poor unfortunates. Avamisha Noel Dalasos Chatzero, whoever locks his courtyard, Matanos begins with an open mem, not closed. Whoever locks his courtyard, the Ocha Vishosan, he eats and he drinks, he and his children and his wife, and he does not give to eat and to drink to the poor and to the embittered souls. This is not Simchas Mitzvah, it's Simchas Kreso. Listen to the Lashon. I said it in English because of time, but since you said, wow, I'll tell you the Lashon. It's Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Yom Tov, Vav Yurches. Aval Misha Noel Dalsos Chatzero, V'ochel V'shosahu, Banav, V'ishto, V'eno Ma'achil U'mashke La'anim, U'limarei Nefesh, Ein Zeh Simchas Mitzvah, Ela Simchas Kreso. There's no Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov here. You're eating for a gluttonous purpose, for materialistic pleasure. If you do not share, what's wrong? Kreso, stomach. Chaf, resh, stomach. So that's how the Rambam writes, very, very strongly. He quotes a pasuk from Moshe and Malachi that Hashem will spread dung on your faces. The dung on your festival, D-U-N-G. The dung of your festivals will be spread on your faces if you do not share with those who have left. So matanos la'evyonim, you have to be open. Don't lock your courtyard. But when it comes to the avyonim, do it with dignity. Spare them. Don't go broadcast and post. Closed off. Therefore, we did mishloach manos. It's two open mems. Matanos la'evyonim is an open mem and a closed mem. And in fact, it's gevaldik. The person who's giving the matana has the open mem, but the avyonim has the closed mem. It's not just one open and one closed. The open and the closed fit in exactly with the explanation of what it means to give matanas avyonim. Mikra Megillah. A double mem. Double open mem. Mikra Megillah. Declare aloud to all the miracles and salvation of Hashem. Mikra Megillah. Don't only talk about the disaster Mordechai read in the street and Yivayizek V'sochayir, Yivayizek Z'alcha Gadol Amara, but tell people about the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Open up your mouth to announce publicly, oh, I just thought of something. I can't believe it. One second. Sorry, I need to get a fence. It makes so much sense that it's a double mem. You read Megillah two times. Add it to your notes. We read Megillah in the evening and in the morning. Unlike Eicha, which we read only, there's Eicha's night, Galus we're still in. Galus we didn't see redemption. Megillah we read Pnai, Lahashmi, Lorag, Abed, in the morning, Venahafachu, whatever. I'm not talking about that right now. Not whatever, I just can't get into it. But we read Megillah two times, Mikra Megillah. So one open mem for the first laying of Megillah, the second open mem for the second laying of the Megillah. What is the purpose of the Megillah? To proclaim to all the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara tells us, I'm really sorry you don't have a handout. I really didn't have time. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah, Yud Dalet Aleph, Megillah 14a. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha, did you ever wonder why we don't say Halal on Purim? Umame avdus lecheirus amirin shira memisa lechayim lo kol shekein. You say hello on Pesach. On Pesach you went from avdus to cheirus. That's very nice. But on Purim we went from misa to chayim. On Pesach you went from slavery to freedom. But on Purim you went from death to life. How could we not say hello when we went from death to life? Ihachi hello naminima. So if so, of course we should say hello on Purim. It wasn't Avdus Techeirus, it was Mavas Techayim. The Gemara gives a couple of reasons. Lefisha ein omrim halal al neis shebechutz la'aretz. You don't say halal over a neis that happened in chutz la'aretz. But now the Gemara is going to say, wait a second, we say halal on Pesach, and what happened? That wasn't a neis in Eretz Yisrael. Fine, Chanukah was, I understand. Yitzias Mitzrayim, d'nei shebechutz la'aretz, heichi amir in shira. So the Gemara says, if that's your answer, because you can't say halal for a nes that happened in Chutz La'aretz, wait a minute. You see, at Mitzrayim, we say Shira, it was a nes of Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara resolves it and says, Ad shelo nichnesu Yisrael La'aretz, huchshiru kol ha'aretzus t'lomar Shira. Before we enter the land under Yehoshua, wherever a miracle happened, you could say halal. However, mishen nichnesu Yisrael La'aretz, once Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael, lo huchshu kol ha'aretz lo mashira. Now the other lands are not huchshu, from the word kasher. The other lands are not the right place. If a miracle is done there, we don't say halal, but in Eretz Yisrael, we do say halal. I have no idea. I'm not trying to make a political statement. I just popped into my head as I'm saying this. I wonder if this is one of the proofs from Chazal as to why we could say halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut. I have no idea. I'm not trying to be political. It's just something that went into my head. The Gemara says, Misha nichnesu Yisrael la'aretz. It's obviously talking about under Yehoshua, lo huchshu kol la'aretz lo mashiach. So that's one reason. It happened in Chutz La'aretz, Purim. And even though Mitzrayim also happened in Chutz La'aretz, that was before we entered the land. That's one reason we don't say halal on Purim. Rav Nachman Amar, however, Rav Nachman, remember we're talking about the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. I can't believe I didn't think about it while I was preparing. Thank God I thought about it now. It's so obvious, right? There's a double mem. You read Megillah two times. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman gives a different reason. Kri Asa Zu Halela. I'm sure you've heard of this. The reading of the Megillah takes the place of Hallel. You don't need Hallel. Why don't you need Hallel? Because what do you have? Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah tells the story of the glory of Zalya Masal Hashem, Nagila V'Nismichabo. So you don't need Hallel, the Gemara says, because the reading of the Megillah, Kriyasa Zu Halela, the reading of the Megillah is the Hallel of Purim. We did Mishloach Manos, Matanos La'Evyonim, Mikra Megillah. And in each case, it's absolutely fascinating how the mem, whether it's open or end, or fits perfectly. Mishloach Manos, two open mems. Two Jews have to be open and receiving. Matanos La'Evyonim is open to giving the Matana. Be as open as you can when it comes to giving the Matana. La'Evyonim, maintain his dignity. Close off the name. Don't broadcast who you're giving to. You shouldn't even know. Better not to even know. Mikra Megillah, double mem, because we read the Megillah two times. How important, what's the point of Mikra Megillah? To open our mouths and proclaim Shira. How do I know? Because the Gemara tells me befavish. In Megillah, you dial it off. That the point of the Megillah is to open your mouth and say Shira. And instead of Hallel, we actually have Mikra Megillah. The last mitzvah of the day, it's not normal. No, really. First of all, the more you learn, the more and more fascinating Torah becomes. I don't know, if you read like Lahavdil a book 100 times, who would want to read the same book 100 times? I'm not sure. At a certain point, you're not going to learn any new insights. It's not going to take 100 times. Okay, you read it once, twice, thrice, 5 times. After a certain point, it's like ad nauseum already. I know it. Never mind, return to the library. If it's the library's return, and put it in the recycle and give it to somebody else. How many times could you read a book? Histakabal Raiso Uvara Oma. Torah is endless. It is infinity. It is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more one learns, the more enthralling, fascinating, beloved, incredible, eye-opening, heart-stopping Torah becomes. Last week, someone emailed me something funny. She listens to the Shira online. She's like, you know what I realized? She's like, I know I'm using some English words, but Michal, Mista Kalas, Bimara, Lasi Mascara. She says, how's that for more memes? When I thought of Miriam, mem, and in the middle is 210, my breath was literally taken away. I was like, oh! I was like, I didn't even know what to do, except for start trying to think of your menu instead of what you're thinking about right now. But it's just unbelievable. The more you learn, the more fascinating Torah is. Mishta, we have one more mitzvah hayom, mitzvah hayom, Mishta. It's one open mem. At a mishta, you have to open your mouth. There's a mitzvah to eat and to drink. But if you become overboard on eating, it's not good English, if you go overboard on eating and drinking and don't know where to draw the line, you're going to end up at the mishta of Achashverosh, with the zonos and the macha and the mishta and the keilim, mikelim, shonim, drinking from the goblets of the plunder base of Mikdash. So when it comes to mishta, I know we call it su'uda, but it's interesting we call it su'uda, because the pasuk calls it beferosh mishta, if you were listening before, to 922. La'asososom yimei mishta v'simcha. U'mishloach manos ish l'reu, u'matanos l'avionim. So the mitzvah is to have a mishta purim, but it's one mem. Why kadoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem l'kechem? Vayikra 19:2. What does it mean to be kadosh? Al tinavo b'shus ha-Torah. What does that mean, says the Ramban? You're allowed to eat meat, but with limitation, with a boundary. How much? Don't be a glutton. You're allowed to drink, but don't be a glutton. So when it comes to the mishta, of course you should open your mouth to eat and drink and say Divrei Torah and speak about the glory of God. But when it comes to the opening of the mouth for the eating and the drinking, when it comes to the mouth for opening and eating and drinking, it has to be with reservation. We're not giving you two mems, two open mems here, because then you're already going to be overboard. The Rambam tells us in Mishnah Torah. Oi, I forgot to write. It's Hilchos Purim u'Megillah. Okay, the Rambam tells us in Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Purim and Megillah, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Ches. Kol Sifrei HaNaviyim, V'chol HaKsuvim, Asidin Libatal Liyamos HaMashiach. In the days of Mashiach, says the Rambam, all the Sifrei Naviyim and all the Ketuvim, Tehillim, which got us through the whole Galus, Mishlei, Kohalas, Eov, Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu, Shmuel, Shoftim, Kol Sifrei Naviyim, V'chol HaKsuvim, Asidin Libatal Liyamos HaMashiach. Chutz Mimegilas Esther. Chof Dalid Vaharehi Kayemes Kachamisha Chumshe Torah. The Kahachalacho Shal Torah Shabal Pah. She'enim Betelim La'ola. Via Mosa Mashiach of the Chof Dalid Sifrei Tanakh. What will we still have? Fascinating. The five Chamisha Chumshe Torah. There's 24 Sifrei Tanakh. So 24 minus 5 is 19. And Megillas Esther. All the other 18 books will be batel, nullified. Finished. We won't have them. There won't be any more. What will we have instead of Nach Yomi? I don't know. The story of Mashiach. We'll tell it over every single day. They'll all be mevatel, except for Mimigilat Esther, Harehi Kayemes Kichamisha Chumshe Torah. Megillas Esther is as eternal and everlasting as Chamisha Chumshe Torah. And like the halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh, She'enen B'teilin La'olam. Even though in the time of Yeshiach, quoting a pasuk from Yeshayahu that proves it, all of the previous tzaros will be nullified. It'll be like they never happened. All those tzaros, those horrors that we went through will be nullified. Yemei HaPurim lo yibatlu. The days of Purim will never be mevatel, like the pasuk says in Esther 9:28. How important is Megillat Esther and Yemot HaPurim? It will last lenetzach nitzachim. It's as eternal as the Chamisha Chumshe Torah. Why? Yemei HaPurim lo yibatlu. So what's eternal? Torah and Purim. When I say eternal, I mean through the days of Mashiach. Torah is Torah's Moshe Avdi. Moshe begins with a mem, and Purim, which will be eternal forever, ends with a mem. So the book ends of our journey into, through Galus, through this terrible Galus, and into Yemos HaMashiach, La'olam u'la'omei alamim, is Moshe's Avdi, Torah's Moshe Avdi, Moshe Emes, V'sraso Emes, open mem, and Purim, final mem. Moshe is the beginning mem that begins our journey of Am Yisrael. Moshe is an open mem, beginning mem. Moshe Rabbeinu begins the journey of what is known as Am Yisrael. We have the Avos, of course, but Moshe begins the national journey. The Avos' stories, lives, were individual journeys. We did not become a nation under the Avos. They planted the seeds for the nation, but we became a nation under who? Moshe. Moshe, therefore, is a beginning mem, because he begins the story of the destiny of Am Yisrael. But the destiny of Am Yisrael will continue through Purim. Yemei HaPurim lo yibatlu la'olam. And it's a final mem, because it will take us to the final days. Moshe begins our national destiny, open mem, and Purim, closed mem, ends our national destiny. Purim is the final mem. I'm going to read from my own notes now. The final, the end, the foreshadowing of the final, the Geula. Purim is the day that will lead us from Miriam and Moshe in Mitzrayim. This all started through the Mikdash and Mishkan, to the ultimate Yeshua, which is seen and understood through the lens of Purim, to Mashiach, and the third Beit HaMikdash, Sheyibana Bimheira Biyaminu. I wish everybody again Chodesh, and Ma'ezer Hashem, we should talk to see that through the Arba Mitzvot Hayom, we will immediately merit the final Yeshua, and a month of V'nohafachu, Asher Yishlatu HaYehudim, Hey Ma, the Sonehem, Amen, Amen. Thank you so much, everybody, and a wonderful Shabbos.